Well, as George was saying, I'm a professor of Bible at Nyack College.
就好像, George 刚刚提过的, 我是在, Nyack 这个, 大学里面是教授。
I am currently teaching a course in the fourth gospel, the Gospel of John.
而我现在正在教的, 在神学院教导的, 乃是在第四本福音书, 也就是约翰福音。
That is my favorite gospel out of the four gospels.
这是在我四本福音里面, 我认为我最喜爱的一本福音书。
I will tell you why.
我会告诉你们原因的。
The Gospel of John has been called the Book of Signs.
因为在约翰福音里面, 我们称之为它是一个有预兆型的一个,
That is because when John the Apostle refers to Jesus' miracles, he doesn't call them miracles, he calls them signs.
因为当约翰在描写耶稣所行的所有的神迹的时候, 他用的字眼不是说神迹, 乃是说征兆。
Now, what is a sign?
但是什么是征兆或指标呢?
A sign is an object to point that points to something else.
所谓的征兆或指标就是有一个图案, 让你看这个图案之后知道你下一个真正目的地在哪里。
If you are driving on a highway,
如果你正在高速公路上开车的话,
and you see a sign with a big orange and red M,
如果你正在开车的时候你就看见有两个 拱形的东西挂在高速公路旁边的时候,
you do not walk up to the sign and order a hamburger.
你不会跑到那个标志底下你要去订一份汉堡。
You go to the restaurant to which the sign points.
你乃是看见那个图案之后你就跑到那个图案的餐厅那边去订你的餐。
A sign does not draw attention to itself.
因为这个图案并不是要吸引你到那个图案的本身。A
sign points to something else beyond itself.
而是那是一个象征带领你指向另一个东西。And
all the miracles of Jesus in John's Gospel point not to themselves, but to him.
也就是说在约翰福音里面所有的神迹它不过是一个象征这个象征指标帮助你
So when Jesus heals a blind man, he says, I am the light of the world.
所以当耶稣治好一个瞎眼的时候,让他看见的时候, 他说,我乃是世上的光。
To see a blind man's open, a blind man's eyes open is wonderful. You clap and you say, what a wonderful thing.
所以当我们看见一个瞎子突然看见的时候, 我们不得不拍手说,哇,这实在太棒了。
But in John's Gospel, Jesus says, don't be amazed at the miracle. The miracle points to how I allow everybody to see. If you're in darkness, I give you light.
但是在约翰福音里面, 耶稣乃是说, 你不要因着这个神迹被吸引, 你要看见这个神迹后面真正的人是谁, 你乃是那一位会给你光明。
When Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, for example,
当耶稣把拉撒路让他从死里复活的时候,
He says, I'm the resurrection and the life.
他就说,我是复活,我是生命。
Lazarus is just a sign that points to me.
实际上,拉撒路也不过是一个真表,那个真表指向他。
Today I'd like to talk about a passage after Jesus feeds 5,000 people.
在这边我们今天将会思想一节经文,就是耶稣在这边喂饱5,000人。
In John chapter 6, 5,000 people get a free lunch.
在我们这边, 约翰福音第六章描述到耶稣喂饱了5,000个男人。
But Jesus says afterwards, do not delight in the free lunch, although I know you like having free lunch.
然后接着耶稣就说,你不要因为有东西吃,你就很高兴。
When you see the bread that I give you, you should think of me.
当你看见我给你天上的粮食的时候,你要想到的是我。
Because I am the bread of life.
因为我就是生命的粮。
Do you guys use Bibles? Can you turn to John chapter 6?
大家如果手上有圣经吗? 可以翻到约翰福音第六章吗?
I would like to just talk about how bread reminds us of Jesus.
然后我在这边我会在我想用在这边用一个象征告诉大家，这个面包实际上就是代表了耶稣。
Today I'll have you think about three things about bread.
今天我想让大家思考有关粮食或者面包的三点。
Number one, bread satisfies your hunger, and so also Jesus satisfies your hunger.
第一点就是面包能够让你有饱足，不再饥饿。同样的，耶稣也让你不再饥饿。
Number two, bread keeps you alive, and Jesus gives you life.
第二点，这个面包会让你有维持生命。同样的，耶稣也维持你的生命。
Number three, the bread that you eat becomes part of your body.And so also Jesus must become part of you.
第三就是当我们吃这个面包的时候，这个面包成为我们身体的一部分。同样的，耶稣也将能够成为我们生命的一部分。
So for each point, I will read a verse, and then my friend George here will help me illustrate the point.
所以，每当我在讲述这一点的时候，我将会用一节经文，我的翻译也会帮我用中文来传递。
First John 6, verse 35.
第一点我们看见在第三十五节
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
耶稣说我就是生命的粮到我这里来的必定不饿信我的永远不渴
Jesus satisfies me.
乃是耶稣满足了我
He talks about a hunger.
他讲到饥饿
I want to illustrate hunger with my friend George here.
我在这边我想用我的翻译作为我的一个一个例子。
There's a piece of bread up here for George to look at and smell.
我们在这边有一块面包让我们的翻译能够看也能闻。
Okay, take a big sniff. Okay.
闻一下。
Okay, now I'm hoping...That George is feeling a little hungry.
那我所希望的就是当翻译闻到这个面包的时候，他会感觉有饥饿感。
And then when he smells the bread, he gets more hungry.
当我闻到这个面包的时候，我就感觉更饥饿了。
All right, now Jesus says, if you have me, you will never be hungry again.
那耶稣乃是说，当你有我之后，你就永远不再饥饿了。
Even if George eats this, in an hour, he'll be hungry again.
就算我的翻译在这边已吃了这面包，过了一个小时之后，他又会饥饿了。
Let me talk about the human body and biology for a few minutes.
也许就在这个时候，我跟大家用生物的我们生物的结构做一个例子。
When George feels hungry, that actually is a part of his brain telling him that he's hungry.
当我这个翻译他觉得饿的时候，实际上乃是他脑部发出一个信息，让他有感觉有饥饿的感觉。
There's a portion of your brain called the hypothalamus.
实际上，我们每一个人脑里面有一个部分，它叫做下丘体。
The hypothalamus is an amazing machine.
这下丘体实际上是我们人类结构里面一个非常奇妙的一个东西。
It's the size of an almond or a peanut, very small.
因为它就好像一个核桃一样的大小，非常的小。
But when you feel hungry, that's because the hypothalamus is sending a chemical telling you that you're hungry.
当我们有饥饿感的时候，实际上就是这个小小的像核桃物的东西的脑部发出一种信号，跟我们说你饿了。
If I disabled that part of the hypothalamus, you would never feel hungry again.
实际上，我只要把那一部分的功能把它关闭的话，你永远都不会感到饥饿的。
It tells you that you're hungry.
这个东西告诉我们，我们饿了。
There is also a part of another part of the hypothalamus that tells you that you're full.
那同样的，在这个东西里面也发出另一种分泌物，让我们感觉说我们已经饱足了。
If I disabled that part of the hypothalamus, you would keep eating because you'd never feel full.
那如果我们把那一部分的功能把它关闭的话，我们就会一直吃东西，因为我们一直没有感觉到饱足的感觉。
The hypothalamus actually knows how many calories you need, and it will turn on the hunger part when you need more, and it turns off the hunger part.When you don't need more.
实际上这个小小的器官能够算我们到底吃进了多少卡路里。当我们有足够的时候，它就把饥饿的感觉给关闭。当我们饱的时候，它就把饱足的感觉给让我们知道。
You should be very happy if your hypothalamus works.
那我们实际上应该因着我们有这样的器官能够正常的运作感到非常的高兴。
But you can ignore the messages of your hypothalamus.
但是实际上我们可以压抑或不去理会这一个器官所分泌出来的信息。
If your hypothalamus says you should be eating now, you're hungry, you can say, nope, I'm too busy. I'm going to hold off on eating.
如果这个器官分泌这个东信号跟你说你应该要吃东西，但是你说不行，我太忙了，你可以不去理会这个器官所发出的信息。
Jesus is trying to say you have a spiritual hypothalamus.
那耶稣在这边说，实际上我们是有一个灵命的下丘体的。
There is a satisfaction in your soul, just as you have a satisfaction in your body.
实际上我们灵魂里面也有一种饱足感，一种满足感，就好像我们身体有这样的器官一样的。
I am here this morning to tell you, do not ignore your spiritual hypothalamus.
那我今天要跟大家分享的是，我们不要去不理会，去压抑这个我们灵命的下丘体。
It's very easy to pay attention to the needs of the body. Sometimes it's harder to pay attention to the needs of the soul.
很多时候我们很容易去把我们专注我们身体上的需要，却忽略了我们灵命的需要。
When I was around 15 years old, I would say I was very satisfied in my body.
我可以说当我15岁的时候，我对我的身体我是感到非常的满足，有满足感的。
My father had a good job. I always had enough to eat.
因为我爸爸有一份很好的工作，我一直在家里都有足够的粮食。
Very easy to think, oh, I'm so satisfied.
所以对身体上来说，我可以说啊，我一直都在处在非常满足的感觉。
But I have to let you know that when I was around 15, my parents' marriage dissolved. They broke up and they were divorced.
但是我也必须跟大家说，就在我15岁的那一年，我父母离婚了。
So even if my body was very satisfied, my soul was very hungry.
虽然我的身体也许都有满足，所有的需要都已经满足了，但是我的灵魂却非常乏匮。
I was very lonely and afraid when I was that age.
我在那个时候感觉非常的空虚，孤独。
At that time, I can remember every morning when I got ready for high school that God would meet with me in the morning.
而在那个时候，我记得每天早上我要开始准备上学的时候，每天清晨神与我见面。
I would be getting dressed and combing my hair in my room. I would play Christian music and I would listen.And I felt like every single day, God came into the room and sat with me.
当我正在准备要上学，穿好衣服，正在准备头发的时候，我同时也放着基督教的音乐。也在那个时候，我都有感觉神就进入我房间与我同在。
I wasn't reading the Bible or praying. I was just getting ready for school.
实际上，在那个时候，我并没有在读经，我只是把自己预备好，准备要去上学罢了。
But every day.God came into the room when I was getting dressed and told me that he loved me and I felt that he was with me.
但是我却非常清楚，当我每天早上准备上学的时候，神都进到我的房间，不停地告诉我他是如何的爱我，他预备好我一整天。
I never felt lonely when he was there.
我从来因为他的同在，我没有感到孤独。
He was satisfying my soul hunger.
他满足了我灵魂的饥渴。
And I loved that so much that I wanted to go to Bible school and seminary and serve him.
结果我实在在那边感到太多的喜乐，因此我就决定要进入神学院去学神学。
Is anybody here today afraid and lonely?
我们在座有人害怕孤独吗？
Then your soul is hungry.
那就代表你的灵魂实际上在一个饥饿的状态。
Your spiritual hypothalamus is telling you you need something.
你的灵魂的下丘体正在告诉你你需要神。
You need Jesus.
你需要耶稣。
He is the bread of life.
因为他就是生命的粮。
I urge you not to ignore your spiritual hypothalamus this day.
我请求大家千万不要忽略这样你灵魂发出的信号。
That's the first point.
这是我讲的第一点。
The next point is that Jesus gives you life.
第二点就是耶稣给我们生命。
Let's read verse. I'm going to read verse 50.
让我们读第五十节。
But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die.
第五十节说，这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
Let me read also verse 51.
让我继续到五十一节。
I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
You eat physical bread not just because you're hungry. You eat it because it keeps you alive.
我们吃面包，并不是说我们因为单单因为饥饿而吃，而是因为吃这个能够让我们维持生命。
In other words, if you stop eating, you die.
也就是说，我们不吃的话，我们就死了。
Now, to illustrate the biology, I'm going to have my friend George take a bite of this bread.
如果我们要做一个演示的话，我就请我的翻译做一个示范。
Yeah. Now chew it real good.
好好的咬。
Okay, everyone see him chewing?
所以大家就看着我吃。
Okay, he has to chew the bread to make it very, very small. He breaks it into small pieces.
因为当他咬的时候，就把这一个面包把它咬细、咬碎了。
And in George's mouth is saliva with enzymes, which breaks it down even more.
在同时正在咬的时候，就有分泌出口水。这个口水又分解了每一个咬碎的部分。
Okay, did you swallow yet? Okay,
吞下去了吗？
Go ahead and swallow the bread.
好，慢慢把面包吞下去。
Okay, now that he swallowed the bread is in his stomach. And while it's in his stomach, there are more enzymes that break the bread down even more.
当这个面包被咬碎进了他的胃的时候，胃又会分泌更多的胃酸去分解刚刚吃下去的东西。
Okay, forgive the science lesson, but there are three main nutrients in the bread.
我们就先把所谓的自然科学先放在一边，但是我必须要说，在面包里面有三个不同的养分。
There are proteins.
第一个是蛋白质。
There are fats.
第二个脂肪。
There are carbohydrates.
然后第三个碳水化合物。
George's body needs all three.
那George 的身体需要这三份养分。
After it leaves George's stomach.It goes into his small intestine.
当这个食物通过了胃之后，这个食物就跑到小肠了。
The small intestines absorb the carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, and sends it through his blood throughout his body.
那这个小肠就吸收了碳水化合物以及脂肪蛋白质，然后就吸收送到身体每一个部分。
When it gets to the cells of his body actually takes those nutrients.
当这个养分传送到每一个细胞的时候，这个细胞就把刚刚分解的养分吸收进去了。
There are chemical bonds in the carbohydrates that his cells break and releases energy for his cells to function.
然后这个时候，细胞就吸收了这个碳水化合物，以及然后再把它。更进一步的分解，分解之后就成为能量，能量就成为整个身体的供应。
The carbohydrates get broken down into sugars.
然后这个时候，碳水化合物就被分解成单糖。
The proteins get broken down into amino acids.
而然后这个蛋白质就被分解成氨基酸。
And the fats get broken down to fatty acids.
然后这个时候脂肪这时候又被分解成脂肪酸。
Each chemical process releases energy for his cells to function.
而每一种不同的养分在分解的时候就化为能量，让这个整个身体能够运作。
Without that energy, George's cells die.
如果没有这样的能量的话，George 身体上的细胞就会死亡。
The bread gives George life.
所以这一个面包就给了。George 身体的生命。
Jesus in the same way gives us life.
同样的，耶稣也给我们生命，有能够存活。
Let me go back to when I was 15 years old.
让我再回到当我十五岁的时候。
I was very sad and very lonely, I said.
我跟大家说的，我那个时候是非常痛苦、非常难过的，
孤独。I was also very angry.
因为那个时候我也是充满了愤怒。
When I was 15,
当我十五岁的时候
，I told myself.I don't want to feel the anger and I don't want to feel the sadness, so I shut down my emotion.
所以在那个时候我就自己对自己说我不要再感觉这个愤怒难过因此我就把我所有的情绪给关闭了。
Some people say you have a heart. My heart was dead. I intentionally made my heart dead. I did not feel anything.
所以有些人就说、哦、我好像刻意的让我的心死了因此我对外没有任何的情感的感觉。
I did not feel any anger or sorrow, but I also did not feel any joy either.
在那个时候我就不会感到任何的痛苦、愤怒但是同时我也没有感到任何的喜乐。
Believe it or not, you have the ability to deaden your heart.
大家相不相信你实际上有能力可以让你心死你知道吗
That's what I did.
实际上那个就是我所做的。
I would say I lived for maybe 20 years after that with a dead heart.
我可以说之后20年我就让我自己的心完全像死了一般。
When we were worshiping here, I was actually getting a little teary because I thought about how much God loves me and I felt a lot of happiness and joy. But when I was 15,That would never happen.
当我在这边跟大家一起聚会的时候，我自己不知不觉我眼角就湿了，因为我感觉到神所赐的爱跟喜乐。但是我可以说，当我是十五岁的时候，我一点感觉都没有。
I lived that way for 20 years.
我就像那样子活了二十年。
When I turned 35,
当我进入35岁的时候
，I invited Jesus back into my life.
我再一次邀请耶稣进入我的心门。
He said to me, "I have forgiven you. How can you not forgive your father?"
然后这个时候，耶稣对我说：“我已经原谅你了，你怎么不能原谅你自己的父亲呢
？”I said, "You're right. I will forgive my father."
然后我跟耶稣说：“你是对的，我要原谅我的父亲。
”I said, "I also said I'm very sad, but I'm going to let you bring me your comfort."
然后我跟耶稣说是我好难过但是我也愿意接受你赐给我的安慰。
And that day when I was 35, he came back and he made my heart alive again.
所以当我35岁的时候耶稣再一次回到我生命当中让我的心再一次活过来了。
Sometimes when I talk to young people, especially Chinese young people, I try to listen to hear if their hearts have been deadened.
所以很多时候当我聆听这些华人第二代的时候，我就听他们的心是否死了。
I work with a lot of college-age people.
我经常跟一些大学生一起在一起。
Sometimes I ask them, "What do you want to do after you graduate?"
很多时候问他们，你毕业以后想做什么呢
？It's a harmless question.
那实际上这是一个非常无伤大雅的一个问题。
But I'm always surprised how many young people get very, very sad when I ask that.
但是我却发现，当我问这样的问题的时候，许多年轻人就开始变得非常的难过、忧伤。
It might be sadness and anger mixed together.
也许它里面充满了愤怒，或者是充满了忧愁。
Sometimes they feel that way because there is something that they really feel passionate about. They love and they want to do. That's their dream. That's their wish.
因为我可以感受到他们内心有一份热情，对某一项事情有一份热爱。
But they are forbidden from pursuing those.
但是他们却被禁止去追求他们自己内心的梦想。
They have been told that what you want doesn't matter.
他们被教导，被在一个环境当中说，你自己所喜爱的并不重要的。
So sometimes I will pray with them.
所以很多时候我会与他们一起祷告。
And I will say, Jesus, you know their heart, you know their passion.
所以我就会说，耶稣，你知道他们内心要的是什么，你知道他们渴慕所喜爱的是什么。
Would you open a path so that they can somehow, do their passion, reach their passions.
所以主，您是否能够开一条路，让他们可以走到这个道路上，找到他们人生所热爱的方向呢
？And sometimes when I'm praying, I have to say to the student, "It's okay to feel this. It's okay to to allow your heart to be alive again.
所以当我跟这些学生们祷告的时候，我跟他们说，不要紧，你是可以有这让自己的心再一次活过来的热情，再一次活过来的感觉。
Jesus wants to awaken your deadened heart.
因为耶稣希望把你的内心再一次复苏过来。
And sometimes, if they're listening and receiving what I'm saying, they'll cry a little bit.
所以，当他们这些学生们能够真能接受的时候，很多时候他们有一些就流泪了。And
I can tell they're feeling what I felt when I was 35.
所以我可以感受到他们那个时候所感受，就好像当我的35岁那一年一样。Jesus
is bringing them life.
因为耶稣这个时候再一次。
Because he is the bread of life. Without bread, your cells will die.
如果没有这个粮的话,
and without Jesus, I think your heart will die.
如果没有耶稣的话,
so that's the second point.
所以这是我讲的第二点。
Jesus brings us life.
耶稣带给我们生命。
So my second word to you is that if your heart is deadened today,
所以第二点我希望能够提醒大家的是，如果你今天你的心是死的，
Allow Jesus to breathe life back into your deadened heart.
容许耶稣进入你心门，再次让你的心活过来吧。
Let's go to our third point.
让我们进入第三点。
Jesus becomes part of me.
就是耶稣成为我们生命的一部分。
I'd like to read verse 56.
所以这个时候我想到，
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them.
吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
I'm going to have George take another bite of this bread.
所以这个时候我就请 George 再吃一口面包。You're
getting a good meal today.
今天他就吃饱了。After.
After George's cells break apart the chemical bonds in the nutrients,
当George身体里面分泌这些酵素把这些食物给分解的时候，以至于它们能够进细胞的时候，
his body actually rearranges the amino acids to make the proteins that he needs.
他的身体的细胞就开始重新组合氨基酸，以至于这个氨基酸的组合能够符合他自己身体的需要。And
his body rearranges the fatty acids.
然后同时他的身体也重新安排这个里面的脂肪酸。Body
is amazing.
实际上我们的身体是非常奇妙的。I
could even tell you what parts of the cells do the breaking down and what parts of the cells do the building up.
我可以跟大家说，甚至在一个细胞里面，我可以跟大家说，这个细胞的哪一部分可以分解哪一种物质。
But can you see that if he takes the amino acids from that bread and builds new cells, the bread becomes part of George?
大家可以相信吗? 当George吃这个面包的时候，他分解了这个氨基酸，这个氨基酸后来可以 变成另一个细胞，也就是说，这个面包成为George的身体的一部分了。They
say you are what you eat.
那有些人说，你吃什么就是像什么。That
is true.
实际上，那是真的。You
assimilate into your own body the food that you eat.
因为实际上，当我们吃一个东西的时候，我们就把那一个东西融入到自己的身体里面。This
bread is becoming part of George.
实际上，这块面包就成为是George身体的一部分了。And
in the same way, Jesus must become part of you.
同样的，耶稣必须要成为我们身体的一部分。He
is the bread of life.
他就是生命的粮。And
my guess is that some of you might need more of Jesus to become part of you.
那我可以猜想，也许你们生命当中，实际上有些人需要更多的耶稣成为你生命的一部分。Let
me tell you a story that will illustrate that in my life.
让我用一个我生命当中的例子来与大家分享。To
the parents here.
我想对在座的父母们。Do
any of your kids play soccer?
我们在座有没有父母，你的孩子踢足球的？
Okay, my son plays a lot of soccer.
我的儿子踢很多足球的。
And he has to travel long distances to play soccer.
而且不单如此，他还必须跟着这个校队，必须要到很远的地方去与其他学校比赛。
So for a while, he joined a team in Brooklyn, New York.
所以到一个时候，他甚至到纽约市布鲁克林的一个学校，与他们成为校队的一部分。So
for a season, four times a week, I would drive 44 miles one way just to get him to a practice.
所以一个礼拜甚至要有四次比赛或练习的时间，我必须单程我就要开44个英里到送他到学校去练习。In
my mind, that's a great blessing in his life.
对我来说，这是应该是对我的孩子是一个很大的祝福才对啊。But
every once in a while, on the drive down, he would not act like it's a blessing.
但是很多时候，当我们正在开车路上的时候，他的反应却不是如此。My
son is very good at complaining.
因为我的孩子是很会抱怨的。If
your kid is good at complaining, welcome to my club.
如果你的孩子很爱抱怨的话，我们可以做个好朋友了。So
one night, I'm in the car driving 44 miles through New York City traffic and rush hour.
所以就在有一天，我正在送他在经过纽约市正在充满了正在上下班时间非常拥挤的一个交通道路上，我正在送他去练习的时候。To take him to his practice,
which I think is a great blessing.
所以我正在把他送去练习，对我来说实际上是对他极大的恩典跟祝福才对。And
all he's doing is complaining.
但是他在路上就一路的抱怨。He
didn't like the dinner I gave to him.
他不喜欢我为他预备的晚餐。He
didn't like my driving.
他也不喜欢我开车的技术。So
as I'm driving, I'm getting very, very upset. I'm not saying anything, but I'm getting very, very upset.
但是就在我开的时候，我实在是慢慢开始按耐不住了。And
in my mind, I can hear myself condemning him.
但是我在我心里面，我可以知道我心里正在咒骂他。You
are such an ungrateful kid.
你真是一个不懂感恩的孩子。I
want to turn around and go home right now.
我那个时候真想马上车子转回就回家了。And
if you're embarrassed in front of your coach or embarrassed in front of your teammates, too bad.
如果你就在这样子让你的教练跟你在教练跟同学面前丢脸，那活该吧。
Have you been there where you can hear yourself condemning another person like that?
大家可以想象你自己在脑海里面正在对另一个人发怒吗？
Very un-Jesus-like.
实在这个实在不是属于一个耶稣的门徒应该做的。
So we get to the practice at this high school, and I'm sitting on the benches with the other parents.
所以当我把孩子送到他练习的地方的时候，我就坐在旁边跟其他的家长们一起同坐。And
I can still hear the condemning thoughts in my head towards my son.
就在那个时候，我脑海还是有不断对我孩子生气的那种骂的声音。What
a bad kid, what a bad kid, what a bad kid.
我一直在想这么糟糕的孩子，这么糟糕孩子。Well,
I sat there thinking, I don't like this. Let me go for a walk around the block.
然后我突然觉得说，哎呀，我这样子真是不应该，让我自己静一静，自己走走路吧。So
I'm walking around the block like this.
所以我就按着操场自己在那边慢慢的走。I'm
not trying to pray or anything.
实际上我并没有在祷告或做任何的事。But
as I'm walking around like this, I feel this voice saying to me from Jesus.
但是就在当我在走路的时候，我突然就听到耶稣的声音。
You know, you are just like your son.
他就说，你不就跟你的孩子一样吗？
When I give you many, many blessings, you don't say thank you.
当我赐给你很多恩典的时候，你没有感谢啊。
And when something goes wrong, all you do is complain.
如果发生的事情，你就一直抱怨，不是吗？
And I listened to the voice.
然后那个时候我就听到这个声音。
And I said, yes, you're right.
然后我就说，主啊，是的。
I'm so sorry that I do that.
我实在对不起，我刚刚那样子做了。Please
forgive me.
请你原谅我。And
I felt the forgiveness of Jesus come over me as I'm walking around the block.
然后那个时候我就感到耶稣的赦罪跟原谅。And
I said to myself, if Jesus can forgive me for those things, how can I not forgive my son for those things?
我就突然想到，如果耶稣可以原谅我的话，我怎么
So I went
不能原谅我自己的孩子呢?
Back to the soccer field.
所以我就回到那个足球场,
sat down with the other parents.
我就跟着其他的家长们一起坐下来,
and I looked at my son. I said, wow.
然后那个时候我就看着我场上的孩子, 我就说, wow.
Look how great a soccer player he is.
我就突然觉得, 哇, 他是多么棒的一个足球员啊。
Look how happy he looks.
然后看起来你看他那个时候是多么的高兴快乐呢?
Now he looked exactly the same.
实际上他跟刚刚没有变啊。
But all of a sudden I could see the joy on his face. I would swear he was smiling. He wasn't really smiling, but it looked to me like he was smiling.
但是我的眼中就看起来他好像在笑,他好像非常的开心。
See, when I was in my anger, I was blind to who my son really was.
但是我就想到当我是在愤怒的情况底下的时候,我的眼睛就好像瞎了一样,我看不见我孩子的那份喜乐。
When I met with Jesus, I could see my son as Jesus saw him.
当我看到耶稣与耶稣同在的时候,我就看见耶稣怎么样看我的孩子。
I was going to the parents saying, hey, it's great being 14 years old, isn't it?
然后我就开始对我的旁边的家长说,你看, 14岁真是一个好年纪吧?
Life is wonderful, isn't it?
哇, 生命实在非常的美好, 不是吗?
Everything was different.
哦, 所有东西都改变了。At
that moment, Jesus had become part of me.
就在那一刻, 耶稣成为我生命的一部分。He
is the bread of life.
他就是生命的粮。He
must become part of you too.
他也必须要成为各位的生命的一部分。Are
there moments in your day when you are very un-Jesus-like?
大家有没有时候觉得有的时候在你生活当中你觉得你实在不像是一个属于耶稣的人呢?
Then take a bite of Jesus, who is the bread of life.
那这个时候也许我们就咬耶稣一口让耶稣成为你生命的一部分吧。I
like pictures.
我很喜欢图案。 图片,
sometimes pictures help me understand things better.
因为很多时候图片可以让我理解一个东西。
This is a picture of Jesus.
大家可以想象这个面包就好像耶稣。
When the service is over and you go eat lunch today,
当我们今天聚会结束以后,我们会去一起吃午餐。
Maybe you will eat something with bread in it.
也许大家正在吃的时候,也许里面就有面包。
When you do, don't just think, this tastes good to my stomach.
当我们吃的时候,我们不要只说,
Think today, this is a picture of who Jesus is to me.
而是我们心里面开始有一个图案, 这个就是耶稣如何进入我们生命,成为我们身体一部分。
He satisfies the hunger of my soul.
他满足了我灵魂的需要。
He gives me life.
他赐给我生命。
He becomes part of me.
他也成为我生命的一部分。
If you say those things, then you understand John chapter 6.
如果当你知道这三样的话, 你就了解约翰福音第六章在说什么。Let
me pray.
让我来为大家祷告。Jesus,
you say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be satisfied.
耶稣乃是你说, 饥渴慕义的人有福了。
I pray for anybody here now who might feel sad and lonely.
主，我为着在这边有感到心中难过孤独的人。
I pray for anyone here whose hearts might feel dead inside.
我也为今天在座如果心中觉得好像自己心死了一般的。
I pray for anyone here who struggles with being not like Jesus.
或者我们在座 觉得自己跟不上耶稣灵命的。
May they eat of Jesus, the bread of life, this day.
让我们今天就吃耶稣成为我们的粮。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们这样祷告奉主基督耶稣的名。 Amen.